Hi guys, welcome to episode 129 of my podcast. Today I have my son home with me. So if you hear him in the background, yeah, he's gonna be a little extra in the background today. So I know I haven't come out with a podcast episode in a bit. Just work wise, and then just like Halloween coming up and everything. It messed me up. But you know what I have to say is that I'm really proud of myself. I haven't been super consistent. Like, I haven't, like, there's been some weeks where I skipped. But compared to, like, some other years, like the previous years I've had, I noticed that I actually came out with more episodes this year than I did previous years. So I am proud of myself for that, because I've been honestly making a decent amount of content. So I am proud of that. Of course, I do want to be consistent and have that every single week, but it's growing. It's growing, you know, getting better each and every year. And I can see that when I look back at, you know, previous podcast episodes. So, yeah. Anyways, happy November, you guys. Today is November 2nd, I believe. Yes, today is November 2nd. So, happy November 2nd. Yeah. You know, the kids, they're always like, push it when there's a commercial that comes on. You know, I wish that I had a push it button when I was younger, because I remember, like, I had to wait through those commercials. OMG. Anyways, though. So, in today's episode, what I want to go over is, I don't know if you guys have heard on Instagram or seen the reels on Instagram that says, it's not very hard to build a successful business. It's just, the hard part is becoming the person to build that successful business. So, it's not really hard to build it, because you know, like, I know and you know how to build a successful business, right? We both know. But the problem is that it's really hard for us to be consistent. It's really hard for us to be disciplined. It's really hard for us to, you know, self-motivate. It's hard for ourselves to, you know, just get into that rhythm. So everyone knows how to build a successful business. Like, you can find the ways to do it, but it depends on you, the inner you, to become the person who can do that. And so that, after hearing that, I was like, you know what, that is so true. That is so true, because my podcast has grown so much this year, compared to the other times, the other years that I've had it. I have like a consistent number of listeners. Before, it was very scattered. Like, I would have like certain amount for this episode, and then I'll have another amount for this episode, another amount. And it's like, it just kept going high and low, high and low. Now it's like my episodes are very consistent. Of course, I would want it to grow, but having that consistency of listeners is good too, because once you can get it consistent, you can figure out a way to get it to grow. Same with my Instagram. I have not been consistent all year, but I've recently started to try to be more consistent on Instagram. And what I've seen is that even though my number of likes is very low, I've been growing but also maintaining a certain amount of views. So I don't just get a little bit of, like, a little bit of, how do you say it? High and low, basically. So it stays consistent. Now that it stays consistent, I have to figure out how to get more people to see it. And you might say, oh, I'm so frustrated though, because when I'm posting my reels, I'm not getting a lot of likes, right? This is what you might say. But what I want you to imagine is, so of course it's really hard to see it this way because you're just posting online, right? But I want you to imagine you are, instead of making a reel, you're gonna write yourself a script, or you're gonna write yourself something, and you're gonna perform that on a stage, or you're gonna give that speech. And when you're giving that speech, or when you're performing, whatever you're doing, you are in a room with your 400 viewers, right? You're in a room with your 400 viewers. Now, you only got like 2 to 3 likes, so that's 2 to 3 people who liked your speech, right? But 400 people watched you. 400 people watched you. 400 people got to hear what you had to say. 400 people got to be impacted by you. Whether they liked it or whether they don't like it doesn't matter. You got to impact those 400 people. You got to voice yourself out to those 400 people. Some people, they like your content, but they're not gonna hit that like button. Because why? They just don't. Okay? So you have to imagine it in that way. You have to imagine it as you're sitting in a room and there's 400 people. You're making your speech, you're performing, and those 400 people are listening to you. That is a big audience. Of course, you know, there's other people who have bigger audiences, but who cares? You're starting small, you're gonna grow, you're gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. Right now, you're starting out with something small, something in your range. As you grow, as you get bigger, your audience will change. Your audience will get bigger, those likes will come, all that good stuff, right? But you wanna see how many people you're making an impact to, how many people you're talking to, because that is what's important. It's not important of how many likes you get, because honestly, some people, they just don't hit that button. So don't use that as a factor of, oh, I'm not good enough, or whatever it is. Because maybe they liked what you said, but they don't like the music. Maybe they like what you said, but they don't like the background or the photos or whatever you used, right? So it doesn't matter. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to have that like. Just voice yourself out there, put yourself out there, and let yourself be known. Build yourself a brand, build yourself, build your audience. You want that for yourself.
Mommy,
Okay. Okay, I'll put it in the freezer. Sorry about that. He wants his drink in the freezer. Yeah, he wants it to be icy and cold. So he wants it in the freezer so it like ices up a bit. I don't know if you guys have ever drank a drink like that, but it's really good. If you put a drink in the freezer for like 20 to 30 minutes, it ends up like slushifying, and then you'll just like stir it with your straw and it's like a slush. So good. I love it. And you don't even have to buy those slushy things. That's just how you make a slush. Easy. Anyways, yeah. So, what was I saying today? Oh yeah, talking about how to become that successful version of you. So, yeah, there's that too. So you want to change your mindset, to see the audience that you're building to. And then also what you want to do is you want to I know, look it. Sorry, got distracted. So what you want to do as well is so becoming the person who can build a successful business and the person who just wants to build it and knows how to build it, but isn't that person yet. So there's a lot of people who try to build a business, and what I've noticed is that they're like, I want to, I know I need to be consistent. I know I need to save money. I know I need to invest money. I know I need to make more money. I know I need to have the right attitude. I know I need to work on self-development. What, baby? Oh, that's not a real spider. It's Brother Spider Ring. He found his older brother's spider rings from Halloween. Yeah, so they know. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, you play with the dinosaurs. Okay. Okay. He's gonna take his dinosaur to go watch the dinosaur show he's watching. Okay, go, baby, go. He's gonna watch the dinosaur movie with his dinosaur. Okay. Sorry, it's like in the background. But like I said, this is how it is gonna be for today. So anyways, that I've been talking to people and I know people who are like, oh, I need to do all these things, right? This is how I'm gonna build a successful business. So they know how to do it, but they're not implementing those things, and that's why their business is not successful yet. Now, I'm not saying that my business is successful or my social media or anything is super successful yet, because I am in that process myself. I am in that process of growing to become that person who can build that successful business. And you know what? I don't think that process is done in a year. I don't think that process is done in 2 years. I don't think that process is done in like 5 years. I think it actually takes a long time, and you have to be in it for the long haul. You can't just be wanting to have immediate results. And I think that with social media these days, a lot of people, they see, oh, you build a business and I'm making this amount of money, and they think that, oh, this is gonna happen for them. And so when they don't see those results in the first 1, 2, 3, 6 months, a year, they end up quitting because they're like, oh, I'm not making a million. And so it's okay, it's okay. And so they're not making their million, and they get frustrated with that, so they end up like quitting. So you know, I think that people don't realize that this is a long process. You have to be in it for the long haul. And after reading books, after like seeing what actual successful people do in various industries, I've realized that a lot of successful people don't become successful until they're a lot older. And for me, I did start my business young, but I have to realize is that I only have like about 5, 6-ish years in the business industry, and I'm still learning a lot. Each and every year, I learn so much more along the way. And I know that when I turn 30, I will have so much more knowledge than what I have right now. Okay, baby, okay. That I have right now. So I have to realize is that I have to be in it. Okay. He's not even watching. And so what I have to realize is that I have to be in it for the long haul. I can't just, you know, I can't just want those immediate results, because it's not gonna happen. I'm not that person to do that yet. Maybe at 18, there's some people who just they have that already, maybe because they come from that background, or you know, they just learned from a young age, and so when they turn 18, they automatically have those character traits and you know, the skill set that they need. But for me, I didn't come from that. So I have to literally create myself into that person who can do that. So it's a long process. It's just that I think with social media and all that good stuff, that everyone is just expecting it to happen like right then and there in a snap, but that's just not how it will happen. And We have to be in it for the long haul. If you're older than me, you still have time to build a business. If you're younger than me, don't be in a rush. Like, it doesn't matter what age you start. There's a lot of people who started like in their 40s and then they became successful like in their 50s and 60s. And while you're in this process too, you start fixing your health, you start fixing your mental health, you start fixing like all those things that you weren't doing in your like previous years. And so some people, they're like, oh no, I'm older. Like, for real, I know someone who's in her 40s, well, was in her 40s, and she was like, oh no, but you know, like, I don't have the physical fitness, like, I'm overweight, I am like, I'm too old for this, I'm overweight, you know, I'm not healthy, like all that stuff. And I was like, why? Why don't you just change it? This is when I was 18. So this has already been like about 8 years. Yeah, 7, 8 years-ish. And so they were like, no, I can't, I can't, I can't. And I was like, why? Just start now, right? And then I know, but I'm already older. No, start now. Who cares? This person didn't start right away. But I think it took like about 2 years. So they were working on themselves and they were working on their business for about 6 years. And in those 6 years, this person has blossomed so, so much. It took a little bit of a convincing to do. Well, not really convincing, actually. I think if you try to convince a person to change and self-develop, they won't really do it. You have to be that person for them. You have to show them and inspire them first, and then they'll follow. They'll follow your lead. If you try to convince somebody, they won't do it because they're like, oh, she thinks she's better than me and she's telling me what to do. So then they won't do it. But if you show them, like, look where I came from and look where I'm going, you let them into your vision and they see that, they'll eventually follow you. But if you're like, oh, you should, they don't care because it's right there, baby. It's right there. Over there. And then sorry, I keep getting sidetracked. They won't do it because they're just thinking like you're being bossy or you're telling them what to do. They have to want it for themselves. They have to see your vision. And once they see your vision and once they see what you're doing and that you're getting better and all that, they're gonna want that, and then they will follow. So don't try to push people to want something that you want for them, because if they don't want it, it will never work. They have to literally want it for it to work. So yeah. That's pretty much it for my podcast episode. I know it just kind of like rambles off everywhere, and I try to keep it onto like the actual purpose of the episode, but you guys get my point of what I'm saying. You know, you know how to build a successful business. You know how. You can find how to build a successful business online. You can find with Google these days, you can find anything. You can find it in books. You can find it by talking to people. You can find it from YouTube on interviews. You can find it from TikTok even. You know, you can find these ways to build a successful business. But what it takes is you actually doing it. But it's not just you doing it, but you becoming the person who can do it. So, all in all, I try to stay on topic as much as I can, even though I had some distraction. And then also my mind is just scatterbrained. But, yeah. So, with that being said, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Megan Cano. 2 A's, 2 N's, and Megan. And I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.